views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up. Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. Today is Sunday. I think it's May still.
May 31st.
It is May 31st. May 31st. Tomorrow would be obviously June 1st then, and we're out of May. And it's 2015 as long as I think. You know, you just never know. I mean, time travel could be possible here the way things are going. I'm not sure whether
we might want to time travel with the way things are going.
I'm not sure whether we want to go into the future or the past. I'm leaning towards the past the way things are shaping up here. I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda.
Good morning.
Good morning. And also Bob Martin, our trusted producer and soundboard operator and all-around great guy.
Good morning, Mark and Linda.
Good morning,
Bob. We're streaming worldwide. You'll have to excuse me. I have a little tickle in my throat going today. Go to the chat room at kcnr1460.com or call in at 530-605-4567. All of our shows are podcast and archived as well. And you can friend me on Facebook at Sovereign Minds. Reading Tea Party meets every Monday night at 6 p.m. I believe this Monday we're going to be the headliners with Red and Kayla and Pete Peters.
Yep.
Yeah, from Freedom in Action and Jefferson State of Mind. Tea Party meets at 2570 South Bonneview at Destiny Fellowship every Monday night. Limited government, fiscal responsibility, and adherence to the Constitution. What novel concepts you radical people are.
Yeah. And just to let the people know, on June 13th, I believe it is, we're having a rummage sale there.
All right.
Yeah, we're doing one of our annual rummage sales. So, if you have stuff to donate
Bring stuff and help support the Tea Party.
And buy stuff. Usually there's a lot of good stuff down there. So
bring stuff, buy stuff, bring stuff and money.
Yeah, lots of money.
There we go. Got to keep the Tea Party up and running here. We are the platform these days of all these other launching pads for a lot of stuff here. And, of course, we're a bunch of extremist radicals who believe in truth, freedom, and, limited government.
And liberty.
Liberty. Wow. I'm not sure.
Concept.
We're just crazy. So maybe we're not as crazy as all that, because if we look out there today, people might be starting to wake up to the fact that there's a real problem, And, I always go to the quote of I don't have it in front of me of John Adams, where he said, all the confusion, all the perplexity, all of the, want and distress in America is not from want of, virtue or I can't remember the whole quote. But defects in their constitution or confederation, but from downright ignorance of coin, credit, and circulation. And that's really what I focus on mostly of this show, is because the fact is that if you don't understand economics and coin, credit, and circulation, you don't understand how people are taking your freedom away. And that is the basis of how everything else revolves around, is the money. These trade agreements, it's all about money. These wars are all about economics and money and, banking. So, if you don't get that basis, then you don't get what's really happening out there in the world, because it's not being reported by the mainstream media, who just happens to be bought up by the big corporations who are just happen to be the shareholders
and they
of the bank.
And they lie about what's on the surface of what's really going on,
Absolutely. And I think people are really starting to wake up to the fact that they're being lied to and misled. So, we have a big news day, a bunch of stuff going on in the world and, in the country and our locals. So we'll get to that later, but I believe we're going to have Shannon Grove on
She's
here.
She's supposed to be calling in, and I confirmed it, so let's hope that she'll be ringing that phone here pretty soon. Never know. She is a very busy woman, that lady.
Well, there you have it. So we'll see what happens. In the meantime, there's so much news to talk about. We can start right away here and get a few items in. I mean,
I just want to remind everybody that coming up this next Saturday is D-Day, June 6th.
Well, there's that. That's true. D-Day. Also on the 13th, we have that political effective class as well.
Oh, for leadership.
For leadership.
Is, if you haven't attended it, it's
eye-opening. Yeah, that's what I. Yeah. So we encourage everybody to get a hold of us at 530-221-0101. Talk to Linda, and she'll give you the directions on how to get involved in the class. It's $40 for the day. Well spent. If you want to understand how to be effective in politics, then that's the place you want to go.
Yeah, it kind of gives you an insight to how to make things happen, and it's different than what you're used to. But the technique does work. It is proven.
Yes. So with that, I mean, where should we start? I mean, we've got the editorial on the Brown Act, and that's what's happening locally. And I'm not sure I want to start there. We might end up there. Let's see. This one's pretty good. Ferguson protesters now protesting over not getting paid. You can't make this stuff up. At least some of the protesters who looted, riot, and burned buildings and overturned police cars in Ferguson, Missouri last year were promised payment of up to $5,000 a month to join the protests. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, haven't we heard this before?
I wonder why this isn't on mainstream. Oh, actually, no, it isn't. So anyway, at least some of the protesters are saying, however, when the Missouri Organization for Reform and Empowerment, MORE, the successor group to the now bankrupt and St. Louis branch of ACORN. Oh, no, don't tell me that they're the successor of ACORN. No, that could never happen. They stiffed the protesters. They evidently promised them the money, and then they stiffed them. These guys launched a sit-in protest at the headquarters of MORE and created a Twitter page to demand their money, the Washington Times reports. Former Representative Alan West noted it on his website, instead of being thankful for getting off the unemployment line for a few weeks and having a little fun protesting, the paid rioters who tore up Ferguson, Missouri are now protesting again. So now they're
protesting the protest because they didn't get paid.
Yeah, so that ought to tell you what's going on out there. And unbelievable. You know, first of all, can you imagine getting paid $5,000 a month for running around holding up signs and burning down occasional building? I mean, that's like $1,250 a week. You know, I guess you can't make that at McDonald's or Starbucks, so.
No, and you don't actually have to work, you know?
Well, looting is hard work. You know, you have to get up off the couch. You have to run down to the convenience store, local convenience store, or Rite Aid or whatever.
Well, it could be dangerous depending on where you're looting.
Have to bust out the windows to get in. And I mean, this is a lot of stuff going on here. And Missouri is kind of muggy this time of year, so you're sweating. And so, you know, getting into the, you know, and then you got to pick all that ill-gotten goods and get out.
Yeah,
it's
hard work to take somebody else's stuff.
Stealing is hard work. I don't care what you say.
And carrying it to your place.
And all the worry about the police. Oh, wait a minute. The police were told not to show up to put him in jail. I guess you'll let them riot, let them loot, whatever. You know, back in the day, it used to be you shot looters. And, I mean, if you went back to the riots in Watts, the Korean guys out there with their little M16s and stuff, they saved their stores, and nobody looted and burned them down. And I guess maybe Ferguson is unarmed.
I don't know. I doubt that. Maybe that part, you know.
But anyway, just to end the story, there's another feather in the cap of ACORN.
Yep. Same song, different verse.
Yeah, exactly. Same verse. Sing it again.
Yeah, play it again, Sam.
Yeah, another verse that is same as the verse that sounds like Henry VIII. Yeah. I am. So anyway, what else have we got here? We've got Texas Senate passed a bill to establish a bullion depository and help facilitate transactions in gold and silver. This comes from Austin, Texas. This is the 10th Amendment Center. and a bill taking step towards gold and silver as a commonly used legal tender in Texas passed the state Senate today by an overwhelming vote of 29-2. Introduced by State Representative Giovanni Caprilloni, Republican Southlake, and four co-sponsors on a February 12th House bill 438. 483, would create a state bullion depository. It reads, in part, the Texas Bullion Depository is established as an agency of the state in the office of the comptroller. Wow, isn't that interesting that they're starting to run back to constitutional money and it's legal tender instead of being controlled by a...
Right. And that answers a question for a lot of people out there. You know, how can this happen, or, you know, how does it the system get put in place? There you go.
Well, you know, the Constitution, I guess, you know, was such a brilliant document, and we just quit following it, and we wonder why we're having so many problems. You know, currently all debts and taxes in Texas must be either paid with Federal Reserve notes. Those aren't United States notes, by the way. That's a private bank issuing our currency. Authorized as legal tender by Congress. Why would they authorize a Federal Reserve to? Why would they authorize a private bank to issue our legal tender,
or with paper?
Anyway, and coins, very few of which are gold and silver and have any gold and silver in it. So we'll just debase a bunch of crap, you know, and send it out there and with no backing and just keep, you know, doing that. And everything will be fine. What could go wrong? Anyway, that's new on the front of, the bullion depository being set up. And I'll tell you what, California, you know, we got the EPA trying to, you know, with the water, we were just talking about that. Yeah, they got a big power grab going again, and the Obama administration issued controversial new rules on Wednesday aimed at protecting the nation's drinking water, but decried by congressional critics as a regulatory power grab. No, this guy would never lie to us and grab power, would he? No,
they wouldn't mess with our water or anything like that.
Yeah, the Environmental Protection Agency. You know, anytime the government has any kind of an agency, you know, that says this is what the Environmental Protection Agency. Nah, it's like the Unaffordable Care Act. It's like
look at the opposite side of the coin.
It's always the exact opposite of what they say it is. Social insecurity. I mean, take your pick. So we've got the Environmental not going to protect anything agency. They in announcing its finalized clean water rule. I mean, this was supposed to be cleaning up the earth, not, you know, cleaning up water, you know, the EPA and cleaning all this stuff up from years ago when they passed it. Only not doing that so much. Now it's basically, you know, and the changes mark a historic step for the protection of clean water, they said, and would help roughly 117 million Americans who get drinking water from streams not clearly protected before these regulations. I don't know. Is a lot of people still drinking out of streams?
I don't think so.
Maybe. I mean, this.
No, because there's another federal agency says that you can't do that, or you get fined.
Yeah,
you have to get it out of the tap over there.
Okay, so yeah, the way.
I just say.
So the rule would clarify which smaller streams, tributaries, and wetlands are covered by anti-pollution and development provisions in the Clean Water Act. I mean, as of right now, though, with these new rules, you could have a puddle out there in the middle of the mud, and they now control your mud puddle, and that's for your own good. You do understand it. All the land surrounding your mud puddle, what could go wrong? I mean, I guess private property rights don't matter anyway, especially if you're not in a free country anymore, because you don't need to be free, because without property rights, you can't be free.
You don't know what to do with that clean water or the water on your property anyway. So they have to come in and tell you and regulate that and show you, because you just don't know how to do it.
Well, critics argue that the rules would greatly expand the reach of federal regulators, making every stream, ditch, and puddle on farmers and other private land subject to federal oversight. Oh, that's going to be good, you know, when the federal government can come into your property and tell you what to do with your property, when to do it, and how to do it. And, of course, they're always spot on everything, right? I mean, look at what they've done recently with all of their rules and regulations. Everything's getting better, isn't it? We're recovering nicely.
Yeah, there's no problem with any of the laws or regulations they're putting upon us.
No. So the administration's decree to unilaterally expand federal authority is a raw and tyrannical power grab that will crush jobs. Now, that comes from House Speaker John Boehner. you know, who is, you know, oh, gee, you know, he speaks out of both sides of his head anytime you talk to him because, oh, yeah, I'm for property rights and this and that and this and that. And then he'll vote for the other side and cross the aisle, not the Delaware. You know, that was Washington. So he goes to the other side on the big vote. So he mouths all the good stuff. And then when
he slips it through the back door of the opposite vote.
Kind of basically stabs everybody in the back. And so that's our speaker who, you know, our local congressman actually voted for to keep him in power. Just saying. Anyway, the other things that are happening are just unbelievable. Let's move on through the hits here. And we got internet issues going on here. Maybe we should go to a break, Bob, come back.
If you want to call in and you have a question or comment, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Network want to treat me right. Y'all can take the change and stick it out of sight. Don't tread on me. Don't you tread on me. Hey, are you ready for some good news? We're gonna take back our country.
Using junk science that wouldn't even meet the standards of a high school science fair. California Air Resources Board and the Environmental Protection Agency have written regulations that are devastating the California economy. They are costing people their jobs, their homes, their livelihoods, and their families. This must be stopped. Help us continue the fight against CARB. Go to StandAndFightClubInc.com now and contribute to keep the fight going.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I have seen a big increase in the ethanol-free 93, so everyone's starting to do yard work. So come on in and fill up your jugs. We got another load of barbecue bottles in, so come in and grab an extra one. We just got a fresh load of race car fuel and methanol. For all the off-highway tractor guys, red diesel, hydraulic oil, grease in barrels and tubes. We do sell bulk oil. If you need a quart or 55 gallons, we got you covered. If you need an extra storage tank, give us a call. We have a few used ones and comm vaults. Northern Lights Energy, where you can still talk to real people and not answering machines. Farm, ranch, logging, and construction, we cover them all. Corning, Weaverville, Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Having trouble finding cute clothes and accessories in town? Look no further than Dandelion Boutique in our very own downtown Reading. Specializing in the hottest brands from Spanx to Alex and Ani, and of course, a huge selection of Brighton jewelry, perfect to make any gift or occasion memorable. So come say hi to the girls of Dandelion at their new spot, 1322 Pine Street, or call 247-1292. Dandelion, unique gifts and more.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate.
Brought to you by Trinity Pest Control, Giles Insurance, and Summit Funding.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows, that's how
Yeah. Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows are here to stay.
No, they're not. There's none out there, folks.
And the survey says, so anyway.
Try door number three.
Yeah, I want the box. No. But, you know, just I don't know if we've got our guests, though.
Bob's going to be working on it, so but, just hang tight.
We got plenty of stuff to talk about.
We do have Billy Bob on the phone with a comment in the meantime.
Oh,
good morning, Billy Bob. How are you?
Hey, good. Thank you, Linda. Great show as usual. I want to take a moment of your valuable time only to put a theoretical situation on this 2016 election, because your critical thinking would be necessary and my feedback here. But we can't, with all these great Republicans stepping to the forefront, I mean, we've got Carly Farina, Ben Carson, we have Ted Cruz. We have an absolutely incredible team, and this is my point. Why can't the, and it's essential that we win this election. There's no way we can go down this road any further. So my idea, and I'm putting it out for feedback, of course, but why can't we as Republicans with 12 or 14, however many there is, we get Ben Carson, Health and Human Resources, Carly Farina in Industrial Relations. We get everybody has their specialty, and sure. We put a team together and go in without any of this beating each other up. And Scott Walker, Industrial Relations. We put a team together that can't be beat. And I want your ideas on that.
Well, I mean, I think that the people have to get involved more and more. I like the idea. Trevor Loudon introduced that before. But here's part of the problem. We have to recognize who the champions are. And you know, yeah, you want to tout your champions and tell them when they're doing a good job, but you also have to hold their feet to the fire when they don't. And here's an example of what I'm talking about. Did anybody know that Ted Cruz voted and Mark Rubio to help the Trans-Pacific Partner fast track for Obama? Now, that was kind of a shock to me. I've been a Ted Cruz fan. I've had people tell me to watch out for him. He's got relationships to Goldman Sachs and a few other things. And I hadn't seen anything. I never trusted Rubio to begin with. But you have to watch what they're doing because he supported the president's fast-track deal on this last vote. Now, that is very troubling for me on Ted Cruz. Rubio, I kind of figured would do that anyway.
Well, and again, they're all swashbucklers anyway. It's just a matter of which way the wind's
blowing. Again,
right?
Let me give you another example here. Republican Justin Amash skips House recess to make sure that John Boehner does not extend the Patriot Act. See, there's a few guys in there, and we have to recognize who they are. Rand Paul voted against the fast track. Now, he's controversial on some things, too, and I'll tell you, the media has been bad-mouthing him to no end. And I know we got politicians, and we can't trust any of them. What I'm saying is we have to recognize the champions, too, as well as the guys that are all talk. You know, Cruz is a really educated guy, and he's done a lot of things, but how can he possibly, with the conscience vote, to give Obamacare the fast track on the transpay. So we just, the point being is that I think your idea is sound, but we have to watch these guys every minute because the big money up there pays people off, in my opinion.
Yeah, we have to do a lot of
issues.
Digging on these people and keep digging so that we know exactly, you know, we got to vet them very well so we know where they stand.
My point is you have to expose them when they do bad. I mean, I'm exposing Ted Cruz right now for voting for the fast track. And so that's what we have to do because that's what keeps them honest, okay? That's what keeps our guys honest is when they know that they can't get away with that. See, 5-10 years ago, that would have happened and nobody would have even known about it because it would have been buried.
Yeah, we have to let him know. Go ahead, Billy. Yeah,
go ahead, Bill.
I'm wondering what, with the House vote, what LaMalfa is going to do.
Well,
so
there you go.
You know, I don't trust him either. But anyway, and then we put Ron Paul in as president, and he'll whip all these guys into shape.
I think he's going to whip, I'll tell you what, Billy, who's going to whip these guys into shape is us. We have to put pressure on all of them, no matter what.
Yep.
And then there's the old adage, if you want something done, put a woman in charge, Carly Perina. Okay, well, I'll let you guys go.
All right, thanks, Bill.
I'm not going to comment on that one. I'll let that one be.
Well, I think they all bring stuff to the table. I'm not saying that these are all bad people. I mean, what I'm saying is the people themselves have to get involved and hold them to the fire.
Now, they have to watch them, and they have to the people we're watching need to know that we're watching them. And that we will do stuff when we, like you say, on the vote.
Well, let's talk about this Justin Amash thing. I mean, we talked about it a little bit on the way in. Now, I think Justin Amash is a champion because not only does he avoid his recess, he stays in Washington to make sure that John Boehner doesn't pull a fast one on us. And, you know, John Boehner, the fear was that he would take a vocal vote on the floor of the Senate with nobody there. When you do that, that doesn't record any of the votes in a voice vote. And then who's ever in charge, the speaker, you know, says, well, the ayes have it, you know, or the nays have it, and nobody's votes gets recorded. Well, that's what Justin Amash stayed there to stop, because this is exactly the same thing that John Boehner did to Ron Paul at the Republican convention. And anybody who heard that, he said the ayes have it. Well, clearly the ayes didn't have it. If anything, the nays had it. See, but Justin Amash is spending his time in Washington to make sure that Patriot Act doesn't get renewed. Now, does anybody know that the Patriot Act is probably going to, you know, is expiring here and may not get re-upped? And we need some protections, but these guys have clearly overstepped the boundaries of the Constitution with the Patriot Act and gotten rid of our liberty and our rights in pursuit of security. And look what has happened. You get a guy like Obama in there, he's running roughshod over our rights. And part of it is because of this Patriot Act. You know, that doesn't mean we don't talk about ways to have some security with our freedom. But you don't just give up all your freedom and hand it over to a guy like Obama, who's basically a dictator at this point in his own mind. He doesn't care about the Constitution.
He's abusing everything.
He's abusing everything.
Yeah, he's abusing the Patriot Act.
There you go.
You know, he's abusing his power, you know, his office, everything. He's abusing it, and nobody's doing anything about it.
Right. So, but there, you know, you get a guy like Amash, and they did vote it down. So you got to watch these guys, because clearly Boehner is in the tank. Clearly Boehner is in the tank.
Yeah, if
there's
he's
no
not
question.
Being watched, we know what he does.
Well, that's exactly right. Even when but he gets away with stuff constantly, and the media doesn't hold him to account. We're starting to do that. So an emergency, this is what the fear was, an emergency Senate session has been planned for May 31st as the security hawks lobby to extend the expiring spy powers, while the civil libertarians attempt to hold the line and block any extension before the legislation's June 1st expiration date. However, according to The Hill, pro-privacy Congressman Justin Amash fears that the House Speaker John Boehner may attempt to take advantage of this week's low turnout at a pro pro forma House session to sneak through an extension of the Patriot Act via voice vote. Consequently, Amash has decided to skip recess and attend the pro forma sessions to ensure that the Patriot Act reauthorization or extension does not slip through the House of Representatives. You know, so you know what he said about John Boehner's is he also contacted their aides to see, you know, if they were going to vote to do that or not, and he asked for their assurance that they wouldn't, and they wouldn't give it to him. Okay, so
okay, that's got to wake you up a little bit, you know. Oh no, we're not going to vote that way, but we're not going to give you the assurance that we will.
Yeah, so these guys are clearly in the tank, the Republicans at the top level, and it's you know, so we've got to get guys like Amash to hold them accountable. So, you know, it's just insane. But that's what we're talking about with our guys, and that's the kind of people that we want. You know, up there helping us get control of this out of control federal government, you know, that just seems to think that our rights don't matter. And it's always under the guise of security. You know, it's, you know, the Trojan horse always comes, you know, as a gift.
You.
It's always about protecting everybody.
Yep.
You know,
we want to protect
you. We got to protect the water. We got to protect the world. That we got global warming. We got to stop that. We got to protect everybody's water. We got to protect everybody from the terrorists. We got to protect, you know, in the meantime, there's reports now coming out of FBI papers and documents that say we were the ones that originally funded ISIS.
Yep.
Look it up.
Yep.
Okay, so how does that work? We fund our enemies to cause the terror program in the Middle East so that we can fight them again, but why don't we stop funding them in the first place?
Yep. It's coming out that they were running the guns.
You know, yeah, and that is also, you know, feathers right into what's going on with the Hillary Gate. I guess what do we call her? The Clinton Gate. I don't know. She's the gift that keeps on giving.
I don't think I want to say what I think we got to call it.
Yeah, it is. This is kind of a family program, but the truth is coming out about Benghazi. I have to excuse me. My throat is just tickly today. And we've got Judicial Watch on it, you know, Tom Fitton and the boys, and they got new documents that show that Hillary and Obama, the White House, both knew that this was not some video problem, that this was an attack on the embassy, this was a retaliation, and on 9/11, they knew it, and they covered it up, and this is all out now. They have the smoking gun. The documents, these documents were not given voluntarily. They were forced out of the secretive Obama administration thanks to a court order and a lawsuit and so forth. And these guys are just dragging their feet, like Palin said, slow walking this, trying to run the clock out on the game. But, you know, the documents are coming out. And then you got the mainstream media. Oh, Hillary this. Oh, Hillary. Really?
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter that she's a criminal. It doesn't matter that she's a traitor. It doesn't matter that she's taken foreign money for favors in the State Department through her foundation. It doesn't matter that she lies to the American people. The mainstream media is still going, oh, Hillary for president?
Right. And Judicial Watch, I see, has a lawsuit against the Secretary of State, John Kerry, in regards to these emails, too.
Lurch.
Forcing action.
You know,
on them.
There's Lurch. You know, I mean, what can you say about the guy? I mean, he looks like something out of a bad Adams Family movie. And if you follow his track record, this guy goes back to being treasonous all the way to the Vietnam War. You know, it's like, blah, 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 blah. John Kerry, come on. You know? So anyway, with that, let's go to a break.
There you go, Bob.
Bob does it better.
Bob does it well. So I guess we're going to go to a break. Again, if you have a question or comment or just want to call in and talk with us, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460.
Citizens like you and your contributions to StandAndFightClubInc.com, January 30th and 31st, the first steps were taken to push back the California Air Resource Board and their regulations that are devastating the California economy. But now is not the time to give up the fight. Now is time to double down. Go to StandAndFightClubInc.com and you keep the contributions going and we'll keep the punches coming.
Want to have a great cup of specialty coffee that is reasonably priced? Well, head on down to Tobacco & Brew. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco & Brew can fulfill all of your coffee and tea needs.
Then walk next door to the most complete tobacco shop in Northern California. Veterans discounts, e-cigs of all sizes and flavors, a walk-in humidor that has the finest cigars as noted in Cigar Aficionado. Tobacco & Brew. Coffee, wine, tea, and a fully stocked tobacco emporium. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week. We'll see you there.
Experience Lake Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food, supplies, or a little marine repair? Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
Do you love brain teasers, interactive puzzles, and mind-bending challenges? Then you won't want to miss Turtle Bay's summer exhibition, Mindbender Mansion. Starting May 23rd, test your brain power by solving puzzles to reveal hidden clues and passwords in order to become a member of the Mindbender Society. Mindbender Mansion was created by the Oregon Museum of Science and Industry and is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A true tribute band comprised of the best musicians and performers specializing in a complete Eagles concert production. Join us Friday, June 12th at 7:30 p.m. as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Life in the Fast Lane. The songs of the Eagles live in the event center. This group's spot-on tribute will have you believing you're hearing the Eagles. They let images and the songs they perform, no frills, speak for themselves. This is good, simple music. So take it easy as you drive down Life in the Fast Lane. And look into her lion eyes and purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WinRiver.com. Tickets for this are just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Do not miss your chance to see Life in the Fast Lane. The Songs of the Eagles, the ultimate Eagles tribute band experience. In concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center, Friday, June 12th. For details, call 1-800-280-UN or log on to WinRiver.com.
Must be 21 to attend.
Concerts are better at the River.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Stuck in the middle?
Yeah, we're stuck in the middle with you. This is Sovereign Mind Radio, KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State, Free Fire. And we have our guest on the line, I believe. Shannon Grover, are you there?
I am. How are you guys?
Good
morning.
We're
doing good. How are you?
Good. I'm sorry about the missed call earlier.
Oh, that's okay. As long as everything's okay on your side, we're good to go.
It happens. It happens. So, with that, what's new down there at the Capitol? Anything we should be aware of other than the whole thing's falling apart and we're going to have fiscal irresponsibility and a drought?
I think we need to look out for complete corruption. You know, the unions have such a stronghold on the Capitol right now that, for instance, chiropractors opposed the SB 77, the mandatory vaccination bill.
Right.
They're the only quasi-medical or optional medical organization that opposed SB 77 or 277, I believe. Anyways, they got excluded from the budget increases. The only one that got excluded from the budget increases.
So they punished their enemies and reward their friends.
Yeah, you know, they just punish people left and right. You have, you know, I believe that there's drilling permits in the Kern County area that were held up on purpose until oil companies signed with the union. And once they signed with the union, then the drilling permits start materializing. There's constantly things like that that go on. There's things that, bills that go across the assembly floor and through committee that punish or punitively punish or target private business industry, but the unions are exempt.
Sounds like Atlas Shrugged, doesn't it?
It does. Plus you have the water issue, and you know, the water issue is I believe partially, a huge portion of the water issue is man-made.
Sure.
You know, you have a stadium, for instance, or the Kings Arena or the stadium in Los Angeles, the Democrats exempted from the California Environmental Quality Act, CEQA, but yet they won't exempt the water infrastructure or the dams that the voters approved of Prop 1A just recent election.
Well, they've created most of this drought. I mean, I'm not saying there's a lot of contributing factors here, the weather being one. I mean, a lot of talk about the geoengineering. I don't know how much that has had effect on it. But we know for a fact that they're releasing a lot more water out of the dams for the Delta smelt. And, 70% of the water is going into the ocean as opposed to the storage capabilities that we actually do have.
Exactly. You're exactly right. 1.4 million acre-feet of water was released in 2014. That's enough for 3 million homes for a year, and it's enough for 500,000 acres of farmland.
Wow.
And it's just absurd to me to think that we have to release that water to save a fish. And, you know, they grow these Delta smelt, and they put them in the Delta, and they grow them in these fish hatcheries. But as soon as they plant them in the Delta, they die because the water's too warm, and they need cold, clean water, and the water in the Delta is dirty.
So, well, they're not native. Like, they're not natives either.
They're not even native.
Yeah, I know. It's like, how crazy is that? Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
exactly.
Go ahead, Shannon. I couldn't help.
And then you have the environmentalists requesting 30,000 acre-feet of water to be released to save 31 trout. They gave it to them. They thought they left 6 trout behind, so they requested 15,000 more acre-feet. It was denied, and now they're suing. It's just absurd stuff going on.
Well, I mean, what are they going to do when there's no food? I mean, that's what's crazy. When there's no water and no food, now what? And then you got the EPA coming in on this recent administration deal about, the Clean Air Act and revising the regulations so that the EPA can now control all of the water. You know, they can control the mud puddle in your farm or field. And what could go wrong?
It's a violation of our constitutional rights under private property. Your private property rights should include the water that the property sits on. And when you access it as a farmer or a homeowner in a rural area to access a well on your property, and all of that will be regulated now by the state and federal government. The state government isn't going to allow you to access your own private property rights.
Well, they're going to force a revolt, in my opinion. I mean, that's what's really going to happen here is that you can, you know, when Madison was talking about states' rights and it was left up to the states and the people respectively, you know, he didn't rule out the fact. In fact, what he was saying was that the people have to stand up and say, no, we're not going to do it, and stand up against the federal government at the local level. And I think that's probably going to happen at some point because, you know, I guess you got to feel the pain in order to stand up, but more and more people are.
I really do hope that people start awakening to what's going on in the process. I think that people, like you take the evangelical community, I think that they have abandoned the political arena, and rightly so. We very often give them a candidate to vote for that, you know, that holds true to their core values. But we need to start getting people involved that really can make a change and an effective change in California, because it's getting so silly. When you hear things like, for instance, we put our hand in the air every year, and when I joined the service, I swore to defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and protect our constitutional privileges. But what happened the other day on the floor is these volunteer pregnancy centers. So they're volunteer, completely volunteer, no state money. These people from churches or medical providers, what they do is they show people ultrasounds, and they give women an alternative choice other than state-funded abortion. They passed a bill on the floor the other day that required those nonprofit no state fund private organizations to carry a government message and mandate you place abortion posters in your front lobby.
Well, you know, I mean, you're right. I think the Christians have been using a lot of their beliefs as a crutch. I don't think God said do nothing. I think God said God, you know, helps those who help themselves. And if you're going to just stand by idly and do nothing while they just take over and force you into evil, then by gosh, I don't think you're going to be doing too well on Judgment Day, in my opinion. So I think that they need to stand up and they need to start, professing what they believe in the political arena.
Well, Exodus 18:21, you know, it's, when you go to that scripture in the Bible, it tells you that, you know, that it wasn't good for Moses to do all this himself. So he said, you know, select good, honest, trustworthy, God-fearing men of good character. And it says, you know, they put him over, you know, thousands, hundreds, fifties, and tens. That's like the federal government, the state government, the local government. And, you know, what you have is if the evangelical community doesn't act in the political or engage in the political arena, then you have, basically wicked, you know, the wicked electing the wicked. And I'm telling you, this building is so bizarre. Sometimes I just look and I thought, oh my God, it can't get any worse than this.
Well,
something is just crazy.
Well, the leadership in the churches is going to have to stand up or they need to be replaced because, you know, even if you don't come from a Christian perspective, the real deal is, are you going to look at your grandchildren and your children in the eye and say, hey, we stood by and did nothing because we thought that we weren't supposed to?
Oh, exactly. You talk about money, you talk about fiscal responsibility, you talk about moral and ethical responsibility, you talk about the spirit of the law itself and the spirit of America itself, and it's completely declining. And every day, it seems like every day, and especially this next week because we'll be on the floor voting every day this week, I can pretty much guarantee you that your constitutional rights will be invaded this week.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm trying to think of the quote on the inside of the Jefferson Memorial, and I believe it's, and I'm probably paraphrasing here, but obedience to tyrants is disobedience to God. I mean, that's really the deal. I mean, if you're going to obey the tyranny, then, you know, you're not following the tenets of freedom, and I believe that that's what we're talking about here. You know, religious or not, freedom has been hard fought and won for what we've had. It's slipping through our fingers right now, and they need to stand up and do something about it and quit hiding behind the cross and the church.
It's, you know, the thing, you're absolutely right. We just celebrated Memorial Day, and we honored those who've laid down their life for this country. And, you know, I talked at a couple of these events, and I've often gone on honor flights back to Washington, D.C., and I talked about the memorials that you go see. And when you stand between two big, huge marble walls with the Korean etched in, you know, the Korean War etched in stone on one side, and then the thousands upon thousands upon thousands of names from the Vietnam era, you can't stand there at the end of that freedom fountain where it says freedom is not free. There have been people that shed blood for this country and the freedoms that we so much engage in every single day, and we have an obligation to vote and exercise our right to vote to put people in power that will not take that freedom from us.
Well, I gotta agree with you. I mean, it's, I just pulled up off the internet, you know, the quotes from Thomas Jefferson, and I mean, it's so prevalent. God who gave us liberty, God who gave us life gave us liberty. You know, can the liberties of a nation be secure when we have removed a conviction that these liberties are a gift from God? I mean, how can we possibly justify the fact of letting these guys get away with this stuff?
And you're exactly right. And the thing is that Republicans need to be more active. I mean, I think Republicans are idle or, you know, just, you know, stagnant because they feel like California is lost, but it's not lost. If we would activate and we would continue to vote, we would recruit, do our grassroots activation, we've got to activate in the civic arena. It's just sad that there's so many people. We had the lowest voter turnout ever in this past election. The lowest voter turnout ever. And I understand that people are disenfranchised and discontented, and I get that, but stand up and vote. Run for office. Be a mechanism of change. Good change.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, the thing is that it's never lost if we, you know, stand up. But the problem is that the price of standing up gets worse and worse the farther down the road we go.
But the thing is that if we don't stand, I mean, you take the people that, you know, the pastors, they call them the Black Road pastors back in the day when we were fighting the British. They'd rip off their robes from church and they'd go out and fight in the battlefield. If we don't stand up for this country, there's not another America out there in the world. You know, I hate to say that, but there's not another America out there in the world. If we don't stand up for this country, where are we going to go? People are, they are dying to get into this country, and they come here from all walks of life. Where are these people, and where are we going to go if America becomes something similar to what goes on in the rest of the world under tyranny?
I got to agree with you. I'll tell you what. I mean, you know, I'm not sure where we're going to head after this, but people, if they don't start standing up, it's going to get bad. And we can see, I think we're going to have an economic collapse pretty soon anyway. And then there's going to be an issue of, you know, which way do we go? And I think that we have to get more and more people out there to understand the stakes that are, you know, how high the stakes are here, you know, with our country and our posterity. We can't idly sit by and do nothing, because you're absolutely right. If we do, it's going to be a complete
disaster.
Yeah,
the stakes are as high as they get. This is the highest we can go with the stakes, because, you know.
Oh.
Yeah, we're
absolutely.
Yeah.
So with that, what else is going on down there at the Capitol? What, have you heard about this new rules on the EPA and the water, you know, and what's going on with that as far as, you know, the scuttlebutt around the Capitol?
So scuttlebutt around the Capitol, and it's all public now, is that the governor, I think it's just a political ploy. I think he pits, you know, rations on people and fines on people for using water or overuse of water, and now he's out there publicly pitching his tunnels. It was just the idea, like I said, they created the oil prices, you know, dropped, and then you can't get permits to drill, and all of a sudden permits are issued if you join a union. You know, everybody's being fined with water, and you have the drought situation that's almost, you know, inherently man-made, and you've got people getting fined for overuse of water, and now the governor's going, hey, I can fix that with my twin tunnels if you'll just approve these bond measures. So it's just so that he could leave a legacy.
Wow.
Of twin tunnels that are not, it's not going to help. It's just, he wants to put twin tunnels underneath the Delta. But the bottom line is, we have a conveyance system in place now. They just won't use it because it might trap a fish.
Unbelievable.
And that billion-dollar drought relief package that the media was touting, you know, oh, we're going to have a billion-dollar drought relief package, $770 million was for flood control.
Wow. Unbelievable. And what about the high speed rail? Is that off track? Is they still working on that?
They're still working on that. They're pitching that for the Central Valley. They're having these meetings. You know, we have signs up, you know, in the Central Valley area that say, you know, no train, you know, put our dams before your train. It says dam, and then you have your thumb up, and then it says train. It has a thumbs down, a big hand with a thumb down. Because, you know, we in the Central Valley and in Southern California and all Californians, we can live without going fast, and it's not even going to be as fast as the voters approved. We can live without a train, a high-speed rail, which isn't going to be high-speed rail. It's not going to be electric. It's going to be on the old rail, you know, railroad ties that we have now. But we can't live without water. We can't grow food without water. You can't wash clothes without water. You can't produce an Apple program or a chip, a computer chip, without water. You can't drive a car without water. You know, you think about all the things that you worry about with water.
Well, you combine that with the EPA and CARB. Is there going to be any production in California or any economy left by the time we're done with this?
You know what? You mentioned CARB. It's so sad. They just had another cap and trade auction, and they brought in $1 billion of an illegal tax. And all of us that drive cars are going to be paying into that tax soon, because we're going to have to pay. They run things through the building, vehicle miles traveled, all of those things that are just going to increase cost for, you know, everybody in the state, including the poor, the people that are struggling, that the Democrats profess that they claim. You know, they claim, they profess at the top of their lungs that they do everything they can to help the poor, but yet their policies are increasing cost for the poor to live.
Wow. It just,
and, you know, Republicans need to stand up. We don't need two Democrat parties. We don't need an authentic one and a cheap imitation. We need to stand up and be the grand old party of old, the party of freedom, morality, all those things that we used to represent.
Well, I mean, I think at some point in time, if they don't, we have to go third party or stop voting for the established Republicans and the Democrats. I don't know what the alternatives are. I mean, I hope that they come out and do something and we get more people involved. The redistricting through the state of Jefferson and the Reynolds versus Sims, if that got through, would be huge. But we're just about out of time,
Shannon. Yeah, they're gonna cut us off. But I did have a question in the chat room that if you're up in this area, if you would possibly come and speak at a tea party for us.
Absolutely. Anytime I'd come and speak for you guys.
All right.
We'll get a hold of you.
All right. Well, thank you for coming on. I know that you got a busy schedule, and we will talk at you later.
Okay, great. You guys have a wonderful day.
You too. Shannon. Thanks, Shannon. And this is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Broke his leg in a bicycle crash near Geneva this morning. State Department spokesman says doctors recommended a special flight to ensure that Kerry remains comfortable and stable. He said he'll be in good spirits. He'll be treated at Massachusetts General Hospital by a doctor who previously operated on his hip. Bo Biden, the son of the vice president, being remembered today after succumbing to brain cancer Saturday at the age of 46. President Obama says he is grieving along with the Biden family. Time is running out on the Senate to extend provisions of the Patriot Act.
With the Senate facing a midnight Sunday deadline, President Obama is urging lawmakers to act.
I expect them to take action and take action swiftly.
The White House supports a bipartisan House-approved bill that maintains certain anti-terror tools for law enforcement officials, including the government's ability to search Americans' phone records. The president says a handful of senators are standing in the way. Greg Clugston, SRN News, The White House.
Still 11 people missing as searchers try and find people amidst rain and storms that began in Texas and Oklahoma on Memorial Day weekend. Meanwhile, Oklahoma State troopers shot a man they rescued from high water.
Authorities say the man fought with officers after they tried to evacuate him from floodwaters. Two troopers found the man and another male trying to remove a vehicle stalled in rising water Friday night. But police say the more they urged the men to get out of the water, the more upset they became, almost as if they didn't want to leave the vehicle. The incident escalated after the men finally got to dry ground, and one of them then attacked the trooper who fatally shot the man. The other man was arrested at the scene. Ron DeRockstra, SRN News.
Security officials in Egypt say suspected ISIS terrorists have blown up a natural gas pipeline outside El Arish. This is SRN News.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women, and now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-884-1759. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-884-1759. 800-884-1759. That's 800-884-1759.
A Libyan militia spokesman says a suicide car bomber from an ISIS affiliate struck at an entrance to the western city of Misrata today, killing five people. Twitter accounts of ISIS supporters posted a claim of responsibility, identifying the attacker as a Tunisian. The blast also wounded seven people. A local journalist says the attack caused extensive damage, too, to the western Danifa Gate. It's a major commercial entrance to Misrata, Libya. Is being torn between several competing armed groups, including ISIS. Despite hopes that weekend thunderstorms would end a raging heat wave in southern India, the rain brought only limited relief as the death toll since mid-April approaches 2,200 people. Officials say the intense heat is likely to continue for at least another day in worst-hit Andhra Pradesh and Telangana states. Daytime temperatures hovering between 113 and 116 degrees. This is SRN News. Ministers from 21 Asia-Pacific countries have issued a statement of strong support for the World Trade Organization's efforts to boost global commerce amidst a flurry of regional free trade deals.
The ministers in the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Group of Nations have vowed to ratify a landmark trade facilitation deal by December. The ministers also pledged to contribute to a work program to conclude the much-delayed Doha round of trade negotiations. They also promised to exercise restraint in implementing measures consistent with WTO provisions, but which have a significant protectionist effect.
SRN's Jeremy House. A Swiss pilot of a solar plane has embarked on the longest leg of the first attempt to fly around the world without ever picking up fuel. Andre Borschberg took off from Nanjing, China this morning in the Solar Impulse 2.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
This is SRN News.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hey everybody, gather around. I'm here to give you anything you like. You want free college, energy, mortgages, whatever you like. You have come to the right place. Why? I'll tell you why.
Who can take your money?
Who can take your money?
With a twinkle in their eye.
A twinkle in their eye.
Take it all away and give it to some other guy. The government.
The government.
The government can.
The government can.
And who can tax the sunrise?
Who can tax the sunrise?
Who can tax the trees?
Who can tax the trees?
Let you run a business and collect up all the fees. The government. And who can give a bailout?
Who can give a bailout?
Tell us to behave.
Tell us to behave.
And make the founding fathers roll over in their grave. The government.
The government.
Oh, the government can.
The government can.
And the government can, cause they mix it up well.
I feel good now. The government said I should. It's Tim Tim
tastes so good.
Tim Hawkins. That's a great great little video there. Rebellion.
It's so true. When well, it's funny, you know?
It's true.
Yeah.
Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God, was the quote I was looking for. And that's actually, it comes from a motto. And it goes way back in. And they wanted to put that on the Great Seal of the United States.
Isn't and they that, shot it down.
Well, I guess so. I'm not sure of the whole story, but I'm not going to get into it right now. But that's kind of a different take than what we're hearing in Washington right now. Now, what we hear in Washington is centralized power in the hands of a dictator is a great thing to do because they know what's best for us.
Well, the government's not supposed to be telling us, you know, the preachers how to preach and the teachers how to teach. And we got all that going on.
And all you Christians, don't worry. God's going to save you. So you don't have to do anything. Just sit back and,
I don't think that's quite the way that works.
No. So I'm beginning to get a little disdain for the Christians who won't get involved because it's a crutch. It's it's like saying I don't have any responsibility to raise my kids right. So if you don't have any responsibility at all, then what's the point of even being a Christian? Do whatever you want. You can do it.
That's not quite the way that works. So if you're a true Christian, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
A people, you know, who means to be their own governments must arm themselves with the power which knowledge gives. If you are avoiding the knowledge and avoiding the power that comes with that and the responsibility, then you, in my opinion, are not a good Christian. You are a person who is relying on a crutch to hold you up instead of showing the responsibility towards your community, your kids, and your grandkids and your posterity. That's my opinion. Take it for whatever it's worth. Maybe not that much. Maybe a lot. Anyway. Let's see. Where are we? We got a caller on the line, Bob?
Charles on the line.
Charles, good morning. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. And some of the people you're talking about, and that one word is cowardice.
Well, there's that. Never leave it to Charles, never to mince words.
Well, there's a passage in the book of Revelation that talks about, that lists all the groups of people who will be cast in the lake of fire at the end of time. And in that list is the cowardly. So...
Well, there you have it.
Consider.
I mean, I'm not trying to I'm not trying to be a hardcore Christian. We're not going to turn this into the revival radio station. But
because then we'd have to pass the plate.
But what I'm saying is I think that it's frivolously incompetent and immoral to allow the government to take over all your rights and do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't realize they're the first ones that are going to lose in this battle at the rate they're going.
Well,
unfortunately, they're going to be caught in the crossfire.
I'm sure there's a lot of Christians out there that are taking responsibility and doing the right thing. But obviously, looking at the polls, there's a majority who are hiding behind their faith.
Well, I think it was Ronald Reagan who said that a lot of people try to appease the wolf, hoping that it'll go away and bother somebody else.
Right.
By the way, on another subject, you talk about the Environmental Protection Agency. Well, that word protection, of course, is very apropos because, after all, the Yakuza, they sell protection, and the Mafia, they sell protection.
Yeah, just so everybody knows, the Yakuza is the Japanese Mafia.
Yes. So, yeah, it's the Environmental Protection Agency.
Yeah, yeah. It's more like the Environmental Progressive Agency, the EPA.
You would never equate the La Cosa Nostra or the Yakuza with the word progressive.
Yeah, they progressively, hey, you don't do what you're told, we're progressively going to break your legs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
No, we're the government. We'll just take all your water, your land, your food, you know.
Get back
we'll
to work.
We'll starve you to
shut
death.
Shut up. Yeah. You know, it's
get back
all good.
On the treadmill.
You know, we know what's best for you. That sounds kind of familiar. I mean, and then I got these other stories that I'm looking at here about the IRS, and the IRS admits that it refunded billions of fake tax returns, you know, to foreign countries. The list is unbelievable. So, you know, to several addresses. Like one address in Kilkenny, Ireland, they refunded 580 tax returns to the, $218,000. One address in Lithuania, a couple addresses in Lithuania, another three addresses in Florida, four addresses in Bulgaria, another five in Bulgaria, Arizona.
And they never thought to question it?
didn't question anything. This thing totals to the point right, just in those ones right there, $1.5 million of illegal refunds and fraudulent tax returns. And we, you know, being in the tax return business, we have seen more and more and more stolen identities, more theft, you know, and the false, and this is just 2012. These are the stats for 2012. So this is not even counting 13 and 14. And it probably starts getting into the billions of dollars. And now, so the total potential fraud, according to this article I'm reading, is $2.3 billion from 2012 and about 5.2 in the tax year 2010. So, gee, you know,
And they want to make us feel that it's our duty and that we need to pay our taxes and you need to file your tax return so we can send this money elsewhere?
This is all for your own good. You do.
Oh, I know. What do I know?
Shut up, you malcontent.
Yeah.
It's always like this with my sister. She just never stops talking.
I know.
And, you know, this thing, the truth keeps coming out. So you just have to slug her in the back every once in a while.
Unbelievable. And there's a lot of people that fall into that. You know what I mean?
Just like when we were kids.
Yeah, but, right. Who's got the bald spot on their head? Not me.
Anyway, so
I'm just saying.
Hey, shut up about the bald spot.
You know, that kind of feathers into this other article. U.S. gives $7 billion in food benefits to ineligible recipients. Jeez.
That's because we have such an efficient government that's going to take care of us all in such a way. And they're so benevolent and nice. Give us the food stamps, the cheese, you know. Anyway, I didn't mean to step all over you here, Charles, but, I mean, you got me going on a rant now.
Well, all I have to do is pull the cord and I'll get started.
Like the tops were when we were kids, just pull the cord.
No, well, it was like Chatty Cathy, only it was like Chatty Linda, you know, you just pull the cord.
Yeah. Chatty Martha, Mark.
Never
but
mind.
Anyhow.
So anyway, have you got anything else, Charles? Because we're going to move on here because we're digressing into a territory that we shouldn't talk about because it could get really ugly fast.
Well, anytime you look at corruption, you're looking at ugliness, whether it's
that's the train in the background. We know you're by the train tracks.
Or at the state level, or even if you're looking at, you know, funny business going on at City Hall. I mean, look at this rate restructuring plan, which is designed to raise everybody's bills who uses less than 977 kilowatt hours per billing period.
Well, that's why, and we've got a little segment that we're going to talk about. There's an editorial on the Brown Act misunderstanding.
Uh-huh.
But and we can
say they go after whistleblowers, they don't want to be investigated themselves, do they?
Yeah, seems like there's a little problem going on, and I think the Brown Act has been misunderstood by the city council. Or wait a minute, maybe they crossed over into criminal behavior because they don't really care anymore.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Yeah. So
another characteristic of dictatorships is that the dictator doesn't give a rat's rear end about the rule of law.
Okay, no mistaking what he meant
by
that.
There we go. So, hey, thanks, Charles. Unless you got any more, we're going to move on.
No, all right, I'll let you go.
All right,
thanks,
thanks
Charles.
Thanks for calling in. We appreciate your.
Yeah. He's always got some
Charles,
unique information to give us.
Charles is a little slow on the draw, but he thinks very carefully about his words. And he always has insight, and I appreciate that he calls in. His insight is always so much different than mine and sometimes much clearer than mine. It's refreshing to have him call in. That's why I like it when he calls in, and it gives you stuff to think about.
So thanks, Charles.
So with that, should we go to a break, Bob? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, let's go to a break.
Let's go to a break,
right.
And we'll come back and talk about the malfeasance down at City Hall.
Yeah, we will do that. Again, if you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460.
I'm Kayla, and they call me the mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
Catch us here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9.
On KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame. I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Howdy, folks. Nate Abarea here. Join me every Sunday at 2 p.m. for Destination North State. Each hour-long show will be direct from special spots in the heart of Northern California, featuring the people and the places that make this region so unique. You'll hear the beautiful and the gritty sides of the North State that we call our own. Made possible by Muse Concrete, Palomar Builders, and Yaks on the Five in Dunsmuir. It's Destination North State, every Sunday at 2 p.m., right here on KCNR 1460.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Just don't put me in the hot box.
Just a little bit. I think we're close to the hot box right now.
Listen, I just posted a video on Sovereign Minds Facebook, and it talks about the Solutions Institute, and that's Dan Johnson. And about what they did up in Alaska. And this is the kind of training we're going to be doing on the 13th. So anybody who wants to go in and watch that, what they did and how they did it, you know, they did it against Agenda 21. It's a good video, and I suggest that you watch it. So, gosh darn, I mean, we got so many – this was a big news day. I mean, there was so many things going on. I didn't even do the Greg report, the USA Watchdog, Greg Hunter.
No, we got so much else going on.
There's so much else going on. It's just where do you even begin? But, you know, some of the stories that we're talking about here with the IRS how much more government do you guys want out there? Is it enough? You know, the idea that they're going to take care of you is just absolutely stupid. It really is. They're not taking care of anybody. This just gets worse.
Well, yeah, they
worse
are.
Worse and worse.
Themselves.
Oh, they're taking care of the
themselves.
Big. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're taking care of, how much money has the Obama guys spent on travel to other countries and vacations? And I mean, they're living
golfing.
Life.
Don't forget the golf days in there.
You know, it's so reminiscent of, King Louis and Marie Antoinette. Let him eat cake. while we're gonna eat, they're gonna eat cake made out of cardboard while we're eating shrimp and lobster.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's just getting worse and worse, and there is no recovery. And anybody who's telling you that is a fool. They haven't looked up any data. You know, we've got banking things going on here. We've got Goldman Sachs just came out and said there's going to be another financial calamity here pretty soon. This last week, maybe there's a problem. You know, I'm going to probably post an article in the Lantern today. In fact, I will. How to survive a banking crisis. You know, and this comes from Armstrong Economics.com. You can go there and see it. How to survive a banking crisis. It was posted on March 29th. And, you know, many in Spain are starting to figure out that the only way to survive is to get your money out of the bank. Accounts can be just frozen, as they did with the Russians living in Spain, demanding that they prove their source of funds. Banco Madrid has had its funds frozen while the government tries to figure out, if it will rescue the banks or not. Meanwhile, people who save their money cannot get access to it. People are starting to wise up here and are looking forward to taking their money out of the banks and place it in alternatives such as real estate and stocks and investments outside the country. Now, the problem is right now everybody's running into the dollar, strengthening it, but the dollar will fall eventually.
I believe we have a caller on the line.
Gary, are you there?
Good morning, Gary.
Good morning. How's everybody today?
We're doing pretty good. And
all
yourself?
All right, I have some information on that I promised you on Orlane Cole that gave the Common Core meeting a couple of weeks ago on at the Tea Party.
Right.
And I took attendance, and I was not surprised. I was asking for anybody connected with the schools to write down their name, and I had a resounding number of four. The couple that run the American Christian Academy were present, and a school board member from Bella Vista, and a former school board member who brought him, and that was the sum total of the education. What do I want to say? I don't know. The education climate apparently wasn't interested, and we had sent out an email to 26 of the school boards, superintendents, etc., 10 to 14 days in advance, so they had plenty of time to know about it, make arrangements, but the school boards are not interested, and we found that out in our school board presentations regarding Common Core. They're afraid, but most part, they're not interested, and nobody speaks up for the little kids. And you know that firsthand, yeah. Mark, with your son.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'll tell you, the road we're headed down is terrible, but I think, and I'm hoping more and more people start to wake up and get into the fight. There's so many things coming at us from so many fronts, people are confused, and you got so much propaganda, media coming out of the mainstream. Anybody who's listening to mainstream news right now, in my opinion, and believing it, you know, as in total, is a fool.
Well, in a quote, In Orlane Cole's book from the author of the Common Core Math Standards, I think is well worth looking at.
Yep, I agree. And why isn't this not?
And he was quoted.
And why is this not on Fox News is my first question. Everybody looks at Fox News like they're the purveyor of all truth, and you know they just black out stories like this. They should be all over Common Core.
That's right, and they don't. And this writer of the standards said he admitted that his creation, the Common Core Math Standards, would only prepare students for a minimum junior college level, not for selective colleges such as Berkeley, and also not for STEM, which is science, technology, engineering, and math. And I guarantee you in 10 years, if this Common Core is not thwarted and out of the schools. We will not recognize this country and the educational system, and the teachers now will be in for a big surprise because the roadmap out there to replace them and change their career is already written. All they have to do is do the research, and they're not going to be teaching anymore. All they will do is monitor what's on the computer.
Yep.
Yeah, they'll just be fed the Prolo feed propaganda, and the teachers won't even be teaching. And I think some of the teachers are seeing it, and you know, we're talking about maybe even starting our own school at some point, get some of the teachers involved in teaching our kids and start another charter school or something.
Well, I would be would love to be a part of that. In fact, some of us are already making plans and have acquired textbooks for that end. So we're there and we're being ready.
All right. So, well, all very right. Good, Gary. I think that we'll have to have a little more of a conversation on that and moving forward with some solutions here instead of just talking about the problems all
right.
the time.
Thanks for having me on the air.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
Very good. I have to mention something here, not to change the subject, but I'm going to. You know, on this fast-track legislation, you know, go to The Guardian. It's theguardian.com, and it says the title is, "Here's How Much Corporations Paid U.S. Senators to Fast-Track the TPP Bill." In other words, it's just interesting how the money talks. And we know that corruption is actually legal in America now. You can pay off these guys one way
it
or another.
It seems to be that
you
way.
Know? And there's no repercussions, and you can get money from foreign. I mean, you know, why is Hillary still walking around and not in handcuffs? I mean, you get money from foreign governments to fund your travel and all over the place and filter money in through to your campaigns. And I guess that's just okay because there are friends and there are betters. I mean, aren't the politicians just better than us? We should just pay them and shut up and go back to work. And anyway,
actually, they shouldn't be getting paid anyway.
Well, I think that, you know, tar and feathering at this point is starting to become an option. And so, you know, I mean, back, you know, just saying. So, so let's go back and let's talk about our local tar and feather prospects. We've got the local guys. Let me see if I can find
them. Our city council we're referring to this time.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they just misunderstood the Brown Act, you know, making deals behind.
Well, shouldn't they know that before they take office? I don't know.
Even if they didn't, they should be asking the attorneys there. Is this a good thing? But three city attorneys joined the council behind closed doors, including retiring city attorney Rick Duvernay. The guy who's stellar addition to the administration's staffing. Wow, what a guy. You know, he's running out of the pilot program lawsuit, and he's headed for better, greener pastures with a big, fat pension. What a guy. And his successor, Barry DeWalt, I don't know anything about him, so I'm not going to go there. When the session ended, the council reported that it had taken no reportable action. City manager Kurt Starman, there's another one of our guys, who also attended the session, says he's confident that there was no Brown Act violation. Really? So are you telling me that these guys have been there as long as they have, and they don't know that when you make a deal behind closed doors, and then, you know...
Yeah, but that's okay as long as we don't tell anybody that that's what we're doing behind those closed doors like we're supposed to.
Right. See, the problem is that you can't do that, and if somebody blows the whistle, according to the Brown Act, on that they should be free of repercussions because they're actually doing criminal acts behind closed doors and not letting the public know. Well, so that's not going to go away anytime soon. You got the pilot program with REU, blah, blah, blah. I mean, the hits keep coming, and of course, you know, it's the whistleblower's fault. He's the criminal.
Right.
Really? Yeah, really? You guys are, you should, every one of you should be ashamed of yourself, and every one of you should be recalled or run out on a rail. If this is what the case is, if this is the truth, that you guys are making deals behind closed doors on these things and violating the Brown Act, you need to be put in cuffs and taken to the local jail.
And this isn't the first time the Brown Act has come up as subject in our city council. This is several times the Brown Act has been brought before us.
Oh, but don't worry about those campaign promises, those frivolous campaign promises. They're not worth anything. I don't think anybody should be held to any standards because we are the ruling class and we need to put you in the corner.
I know.
Because you
just go to the corner for now. Because,
you talk too much, just like when we were kids. You know, go to the corner. So
but people really need to start looking into this, you know, in my opinion. Like I say, this isn't the first time Brown Act has been in our news. I don't know about the Record Searchlight or other, but in our news, you know, it's come up quite often.
Well, what we're going to end up here is with what we got. I'm looking at an article here. This is from the Dollar Vigilante. A man in Denmark fleeing prosecution for hurting a politician's feelings.
Now, oh, really?
You can't make this up. Okay.
Sure, that's not San Francisco?
So in Denmark, if you hurt the feelings of your local politician, you can be prosecuted for that. Is that where we're going? Is that where we're headed? Well, let's just head on down this socialist state with government controlling everything. You know, the Penal Code 121 in Denmark states, any person with scorn, epithets, or other insult assaulting any of the section 119 persons mentioned in the executive of execution of his officer function or with respect to the same shall be punished by a fine or imprisonment up to 6 months. So you hurt somebody's feelings in Denmark, and you can go to jail for 6 months.
If you're a politician, I'm sure it doesn't work the other way around.
Well, we have to look up the definition of a Section 199 person, but I'm pretty sure that's probably a public servant, according to what this is saying. You know, any public servant in Denmark, you hurt their feelings, you're going to go to jail.
Yep.
Wow.
Well, we're almost there on some of the stuff here.
Centralized government is good for the people. You do know that.
Yeah.
You know, and then we got in Venezuela, you know, here's another article coming in. Venezuela is where robbing a bank doesn't pay as well as making the change. Okay, this comes from Forbes. Okay, so you can't make this up. This is from Forbes.
And so the actual value of the money isn't good?
As a useful little rule of thumb is that when a government manages to make money worth nothing, then they've been doing something wrong. You know, you've hyperinflations before, like Weimar Germany and blah, blah, blah. I'm not sure I know what this is. Hold on a second here.
It seems to be your computer.
I think it's my computer. I'm turning it down. Not sure what happened. Anyway, Venezuela, you know, it's gotten pretty bad there because now, it was a video down below on the article I just opened. Venezuela's gotten quite bad. So now what it is that their money is so worth nothing that the pot metal in the coins is now worth more than the actual face value of the coins. So they're going to stop issuing those because people are taking the coins and
melting them down.
Melting them down for pot metal to turn in. They only have 100% inflation level. It could never happen here. Don't worry. Go back to sleep.
Yeah. So,
yeah, even though
I don't even know if ours got pot metal in them. I'm not sure what ours might have.
Here's another one. Julian Assange, or Assuage, or however you say his name from WikiLeaks, says that only 5 out of 29 chapters of the the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the TPP treaty, are about traditional trade. So if only 5 are about, of the 9 chapters are about traditional trade,
what's the other one?
What's
about?
The other 5 in there?
Yeah.
What's the other 5 in there? Oh, well, don't worry about that. Move on. We won't let you read it.
Oh, I get it. We have to wait till it's in place and everything, and then we get to know what's in the other chapters in the ending.
Is Nancy Pelosi around anymore?
No.
You got to read this bill to find out.
Yeah, exactly.
No, you got to pass it to find out what's in it. Then you can read it because then you'll know how good it is for you.
Rainbows and lollipops.
Obamacare was kind of like that. Too. And look how good Obamacare has been doing.
Oh, my. It's a nightmare on both sides of the
aisle.
Came
right off the platform, hit the ground running, didn't it?
Yep.
Oh, boy, that's got to be good for us. Yeah, so, you know, we've got J.P. Morgan. This comes from Bloomberg. Said that they plan to cut thousands of jobs to trim expenses. Okay, so here's J.P. Morgan Chase, if not the biggest bank in the world, one of them. Telling everybody they got to cut back some workers because things are getting rough over there. And so they plan to eliminate about 6,000 jobs in the next 12 months.
It couldn't be about bankers coming out of windows at and
well, I think we're up to 40
stuff.
Now. Yeah. I mean, like, we got 40 bankers that have committed suicide in the last year or so. Wow. Hey, you know, the recovery continues. We're recovering nicely. ICU, I think. I'm not sure anybody made it to ICU. I think they're dead. But, you know, the recovery continues. And in the meantime, in Greece, bank deposits are bleeding worse in April. So we're seeing the bank deposits in Greece going down because people are pulling all of their money out. Remember, we talked about how to survive a bank. We were talking about how to survive a banking crisis. Well, at some point in time, the people kind of wake up that you got to get your money out of these institutions because they're just going to steal it, and it's all legal. And it's
they're going to steal it and melt it down for you.
Well, that's the coins. But we got the same Dodd-Frank. The Dodd-Frank, I can show it to you, says that you don't even own your bank deposits anymore. They can come in and confiscate them, and it's perfectly legal.
Yes.
Hmm. Oh, that was.
And you better explain where you got that money.
Did we have to read that bill too? I mean, I just forgot to read it. You know, the old Dodd-Frank there. There's old Barney Dodd or Barney Frank, and I'm not sure who Dodd was, but, you know, ain't going down that road.
No, nope, we're not going there.
No.
But again, people, it's just crazy. And if you don't think that it's happening here, it is.
It's coming.
Yeah,
but we're just a couple of loons, and so. But J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs, they said there's a huge crisis coming, and you know they don't want to miss it this time. They got it wrong on in 08, but
we're having difficult times, so we have.
We're
going to
start laying people off, and yeah. but
we're in recovery, right?
Nicely recovering, according to the White House.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Hey, things are good. Hey, maybe we need Leslie Gore on here. Sunshine, rainbows, and lollipops, and yeah, whatever. So we got Greek bank runs, and the word is that over the weekend, they might have a banking holiday because on the 5th, they're supposed to, it's all boiling to a head in Greece, and, you know, who holds the Greek bonds, and the majority of them are held by the IMF, the International Monetary Fund. It's the word's out that they're probably going to have a bank holiday, freeze everybody's accounts, could get ugly, you know.
But what? We can make an example of them?
That was kind of the gist I got from the sources that I was listening to, is they're gonna hurt Greece because they don't want anybody else thinking that they're gonna get away with, defaulting on their bonds, because if they could default on their bonds, then Spain, Portugal, and Ireland and all these other guys might start thinking that they don't have to pay the bondholders. And so the bondholders need to be protected at all costs, especially when they're the International Monetary Fund and the European Central Bank, because that might cause them to be insolvent and have a bank run, just like Greece. Greece's banks, and then we might have a worldwide calamity catastrophe of epic proportions, biblical stuff, you know, right out of Ghostbusters. And so with, what could go wrong?
Oh, not a thing.
Yeah.
Not a thing.
So,
and it's going to happen eventually anyway.
Well, Austria is repatriating another bunch of their gold. This comes from Zero Hedge. Go look it up. It's official. Austria repatriates gold, confirming loss of faith in the Bank of England. Hmm. Yeah, so all of these guys are China and Russia and India and South
Africa. All the
big Africa,
boys are switching over to gold.
They're all switching over to gold, and we're sitting around throwing gold out the window like it's a big it's just an archaic metal that seems to hold value over time and is an alternative currency that you can get out of the banking system and away from the government. But why would we ever want to have that, especially when the government is controlling the banks and the banks are controlling the government or whatever way it is? And if they decide to freeze all of our accounts, we're screwed?
Pretty much.
Oh, okay. That's a good reason why I don't want any precious metal out of the banking system to preserve my wealth, because I might actually be a little solvent after the crisis is over. Hmm. Anyway, I think we better go to a break. I thought that was a pretty good rant. What do you think?
Yeah, not bad. With that, we're going to go to a break. Again, if you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460.
Say it. Join us on June 4th for an amazing menu, live music featuring Lady Bot and the Bluebirds inside Elements Lounge in the Wind River Resort and Casino. Special feature on June 4th, Master Roller Don Felix Martinez. Don Felix rolled the world famous Opus 10 as well as Hemingway cigars for 15 years. That's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, June 4th, Romance on the River. Reservations are 243-3377. That's from 7 to 9 p.m., June 4th.
Our culture of compassionate, patient-centered quality healthcare is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes, and for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid return to normal activities. At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
Howdy, folks. Nate Abarea here. Join me every Sunday at 2 p.m. for Destination North State. Each hour-long show will be direct from special spots in the heart of Northern California, featuring the people and the places that make this region so unique. You'll hear the beautiful and the gritty sides of the North State that we call our own. Made possible by Muse Concrete, Palomar Builders, and Yaks on the Five in Dunsmuir. It's Destination North State every Sunday at 2 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Charles here inviting you to enjoy Mary's new specials. We're cooking up some great new things for you to enjoy. Lemon Shrimp Linguine. It's a fresh take on shrimp scampi with a creamy white wine and lemon sauce with fresh herbs on a bed of linguine. Also, we brought some spice into the shack. Pizza a la sriracha. Chicken with sriracha sauce and ranch, white cheddar, pineapple, green and crispy red onions. It's pizza with a little kick. Wraps are back also. We have buffalo chicken, chicken Caesar wrap, or the turkey wrap. How about the shrimp bruschetta for an appetizer? Toasted slices, sourdough topped with shrimp and a garlic, lemon, and creamy white wine sauce, then topped with more garlic, parmesan, and parsley. Everything here at Mary's Pizza Shack is made from scratch from my grandmother's recipes. Come on in and enjoy.
Original recipes. Original Shack. Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Summer is here, and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So pick up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, your talk radio station. On Monday, it's the beginning of June, and we welcome Enjoy the Magazine with James Masada and Rhonda Ball to find out what's happening in our state. What are all the great things that you can go see, do, and enjoy from Enjoy the Magazine? All this Monday right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
And I'm smiling, walking miles to drink your water. You know I love to love you, and above you there's no other. We'll go walking out while others shout of water.
Yeah, let's keep living in the past and pretend that everything's just sunshine and lollipops. It's not. Okay, so here's a couple more news stories. that should be mainstream. Let's see. Newly declassified U.S. government documents. We touched on this in the beginning. The West supported the creation of ISIS. So what's going on? I mean, what do you mean the West supported? Now, these come from documents out of Judicial Watch that has been suing and obtaining these sensitive government documents through the Freedom of Information Act and lawsuits. And these government documents that were just produced to Judicial Watch in response to a Freedom of Information Act suit, which shows that the West has long supported ISIS. What the heck? So, okay, so Rand Paul says something about it the other day, and oh, he's branded some kind of, on Fox News, he's some kind of moron because, you know, we couldn't support ISIS.
To even say it.
You know, he's not American. He's not American anymore because he's saying that we supported the ISIS guys. Really? Well, here's the documents. So pull your head out of wherever. And the documents here, you can go to Washington's blog.com. You can probably go to Judicial Watch. And basically, I've got screenshots of the documents that are highlighted here, there. Salafists, the Muslim Brotherhood, and AQI are the major forces driving the insurgency in Syria, and evidently we have been funding them. And why is that? Do we have to have a war to kill and maim our young men so that we stay involved in the Middle East? But we're going to fund both sides of the war. This is clearly the banking tactics that the bankers have been using for a long, long time. And you know something? You don't have to believe this, but all you have to know is that the facts say that we have been funding ISIS through – oh, wow, wait a minute. Benghazi, yeah. They are running guns to them, and maybe this is Hillary's Waterloo, and she didn't want anybody to know.
Yeah, I was just looking at something.
And she couldn't be a traitor or nothing. I mean, good grief.
Yeah, back to Judicial Watch, it's showing that, you know, they knew about Benghazi 10 days prior. Imagine that.
Okay, now, if we go to the International Business Times, okay, and there's a story there. And it's you can go to the ibtimes.com. Clinton Foundation donors got weapons deals from Hillary Clinton's State Department. Really? Okay, so is this what she's trying to hide? You know, she's winning friends and influence. You know, so winning. This is not the same thing as that book by Carnegie, Winning Friends and Influencing People. This is winning. This is buying Clinton's and influencing the outcome of different wars. So looking at their defense contractors donated to Clinton, so it couldn't – whoa, wait a minute.
That wouldn't make any difference in any decisions because I got my funding from foreign people.
So let's see. Boeing, General Electric, Goldman Sachs, are they defense contractors? Oh, yeah, they own Hawker Beechcraft. And then you got Honeywell and Lockheed Martin and United Technologies, and they all donated. And, of course, that would have nothing to do with the outcome of any State Department decisions or whitewashing or covering up of anything.
No.
No.
No, it wouldn't make any difference at all.
And now we got the Clinton Foundation donors. They get the big weapons deals. Really? Wow, that wouldn't be 2 and 2 equal 4, would it?
No.
And we wouldn't want to cover that up because if the American people found out that we are funding the enemy and being bought off. So we got the best government that money can buy.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
Yeah. You know?
And these guys, they wouldn't want to get caught because then that would be treasonous activity, punishable by death. Okay. No, that wouldn't have nothing to do with it, would it?
No, at all.
So I'm looking at the donors here. We got Algeria, we got Australia, Bahrain. I mean, they don't care who they take the money from. They'll take it if anybody's willing to donate it. And so maybe there's some defense contractors in Australia, Bahrain, Canada, Germany, Ireland, Italy, Jamaica, Kuwait, Morocco, Netherlands, Norway, Oman, Qatar, Saudi Arabia. Let's see. Saudi Arabia is in the billions. It's like $8
billion. Oh, wow.
Yeah, they donated like $8 billion to the Clinton Foundation. They wouldn't be buying political favors, would they?
No.
No. Hide the emails quickly. So Taiwan, Thailand, the United Arab Emirates, and United Kingdom. So none of these guys – yeah. Okay, are we starting to put that together? Are we starting to figure out why Benghazi is a problem for them? And, oh, yeah, by the way, Obama knew about it too.
Yeah.
Yeah, the new.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. They knew 10 days prior.
Yeah.
The White House and everybody knew 10 days prior, and it wasn't over the video, you know, the act of terror.
Yeah, we'll just blame some poor schmuck that puts on a B-rated video about...
They can't defend himself.
They can't defend himself, and we'll throw him in jail, and he'll be our little patsy while we just cover up all our emails because we are the State Department, and we know what's in the best interest of the American people, and I am the president, and it doesn't matter what you guys think. I don't give a rat's behind.
Well, Hillary has shown that she doesn't care. We know that for sure. Just look at her testimony.
And she's still running for president. And any of you morons out there that want Hillary, what is wrong with you? Put some evidence together. Pull your head out of the back. Unless you're an absolute traitor to the American public, too. Okay, at least we know who the enemy are. The enemy is. Quit pretending. Quit pretending that you're for America. You're not for America. You're for yourselves. You're for some kind of communist regime. I don't know what.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know what you're for if you're buying into this and going along with this program, whether it's Hillary or anybody like her.
I'm pretty sure your standard of living is going to go up under this regime, just like in North Korea, because they get to eat at least once a day, I think.
Maybe.
On a good day.
Didn't say it was food.
Oh, yeah. Well,
no, I'm just saying. I'm not saying it's food over there that you get.
You know, I mean, wow. I mean, how much more do we have to take before we see who we're dealing with? You know, I want to shoot the television when I see Hillary's face on it.
Well, you know, but there's other people, too, that need to have problems with that, too.
Well, wait a minute.
On both sides.
Wait a minute.
On both sides.
John,
I'm just saying.
John Boehner and Mitch McConnell crossed the aisle because they're friends. They're our friends. We wouldn't want to have nothing. We all love each other. And, you know, just because we have a disagreement of opinion. And oh, really? So it doesn't matter that they're a traitor and that they're selling your country down the road. You're okay with being friends with them? Are you stupid?
Okay, then.
Just saying. Oh, yeah, but let's go back to sleep, and let's not get involved here. Let's play another I Love Baseball tune.
Just move along.
Nothing to see here, please.
Yeah. Oh, and you might want to cue the organ music up too, Bob, because I think what we just did was some investigative reporting. It might take him a minute to get it there, but... Yeah.
Ah, there we go.
Oh, wow. How hard was that to put it together? Holy moly. It took me all of 3 minutes. And I guess just Fox News and all these guys just can't figure it all out because they're just too stupid.
No, it's called money.
Hmm. Who owns Fox News? Rupert Murdoch?
Yeah.
Wow.
We will tell you when and how to report.
And who owns, I mean, I was looking at the, you know, list of people who donated. I mean, doesn't GE, like, own MSNBC and, I mean, when you start looking at who owns who and Goldman Sachs.
Well, yeah, there's only like six people that, and they own everything.
They wouldn't tell us a lie because they're Americans. Really? Come on, guys. Wake up out there. Yeah. Pull your head out. You Christians, pull your head out. Get involved in the process. Start getting involved in here. Let's start standing up to these tyrants and doing something about this. Get involved. Well, get involved in Jefferson. Let's ram Reynolds versus Sim where the sun doesn't shine to these people. Oh, we just want to keep it California because we like the word California.
It's got a baseball team.
They got baseball teams there. Really? Well, we could be like California. What does Ronald say? Arnold. Yeah, we squash them like the grapes.
That's all dancing with joy from all the savings.
Pump up your savings.
Yeah, California. We want to keep it California. Okay, so.
Well, we're winding down here, so.
I think it's almost time to go.
Yeah, don't forget, Reading Tea Party meets every Monday night at 6 p.m.
Yeah, you might want to show up. We're going to have the show about, you know, what we're talking here. We got Jefferson State of Mind, we got us, and we got Pete Peters from Freedom in Action, and maybe you know, some of this alternative media. Maybe you're starting to figure out that we're trying to tell you the truth and not parrot a bunch of crap coming out of Washington, D.C. through the AP.
And maybe if we talk about it long enough, you can get involved or pass it along and get other people involved and get out there and get off the couch and make
By
a
God,
difference.
Get mad. If you're not getting a little mad at what I just went over, then maybe you just need to crawl back in your hole and forget about it because we don't want you here anymore.
And don't forget, next Saturday, June 6th is D-Day. I want to throw that out there, yeah.
There you have. Oh, yeah. I guess it's time, isn't it? It's time
That's the music.
Well, another show, Sovereign Mind Radio. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. And force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, where we put principles above parties.
And this has been KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Secretary of State John Kerry cutting short his trip to Europe today after breaking his leg in a bicycle accident near Geneva this morning. The State Department says Kerry will return to the U.S. later today aboard a plane with special medical equipment to keep him comfortable and stable. They say he's in good humor and the injury is certainly not life-threatening, but he wants to get treatment back here in the States. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says he'll find out who is responsible for the mistaken shipments of live anthrax to 11 states and two countries, and he will hold those people accountable.
This is obviously a very unfortunate incident. I'm keeping in close touch with it as I travel.
Carter is on the road in Vietnam today. He says the Pentagon will make sure that any health problems are addressed and work to make sure this never happens again. The battle over a bulk collection of America's phone records, along with other key Patriot Act.